T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So Iran is not just rolling over now that the United States has changed its posture on its relationship. You know, for a long time, President Obama was trying to make nice with Iran, working out a deal on their nuclear plans. That's all scrapped, and Donald Trump is taking a hard line with them. Matt McGarry is our ABC News correspondent in Beirut, live this morning. Matt, I understand German officials sat down with officials in Iran to try to de-escalate at least the language that's being used out there.
Yes, good morning, John. The relationship between the United States and Iran is extremely tense right now. Many people throughout the Middle East and the Gulf are worried that the war of words that has been going on now for the last few weeks will escalate into some kind of open battle. Now, both sides are saying they're very clear that they want to avoid war, that they're not trying to get into any kind of physical conflict. But I think, you know, the general feeling is in this part of the world that something could happen that would spark some kind of series of events that would lead to warfare. I think you were referring to the German foreign minister visiting Tehran yesterday, where he did say that there is a risk of dangerous escalation and existing tensions could lead to a military escalation. So he's trying to calm that down. For his part, though, the Iranian foreign minister blamed Washington for the recent soaring tensions, and he warned that the United States cannot expect to stay safe. Those are his words, after starting what he's calling an economic war against his country.
And there's no question Donald Trump is trying to tighten the noose on them, if not strangle them as a country, and force them to be in a weaker position should something happen. But where are the potential flashpoints here? Where does the United States interface with Iran where something could blow up, other than the fact that Iran pays off a lot of third-party actors to go do bad things around the world? What are we predicting here, worst-case scenario?
I think that the fear that many people have is that one of these other groups, one of these proxy groups that they call them, that are allied with Iran, we're talking about groups like Hezbollah in Lebanon, we're talking about the Houthi rebels in Yemen, there are rebel groups in, there are militias in Iraq who are supplied by Iran and allied to them. So, you know, any of these groups might do something, and that would give Iran enough plausible deniability to say, hey, we didn't order that. It has nothing to do with us. But then Washington will feel like, you know, President Trump will feel like he can't back down. Yeah. So then it may escalate the situation even further. And that's a fear that could end up starting some kind of a shooting war over this.
Did Iran ever really back away from these proxies? Do we get the impression that they ever sent a stand down order to some of the nefarious groups that they had been funneling money to previously?
Well, you know, they've claimed all along that they don't have any direct control over these groups.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, to a certain extent, that they are right. You know, they supply these groups with weapons, and they supply them with arms, with money to a certain degree. But, you know, these groups, even, I mean, look, in Beirut, in Lebanon, and I've met with Hezbollah leaders, and they will say that they do not take orders from Tehran. They make their own decisions, but then again, they are allied to Iran, so it only stands to reason that they will give preference to the wishes of Tehran. Now, you know, talking about all this escalation of tensions, Iran is calling this an economic war that was declared by Washington, and in a way, they are correct as well. Our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, in his own words, said that the newest sanctions against Iran, these hardline, very, very draconian sanctions, are designed to try and topple the regime. Mm-hmm. So they are right to call it an economic antagonism. But at this point, I think most people are hoping that both sides can calm down the rhetoric and calm the situation down before it comes in, you know, breaks out into an open war, which would be extremely bad for the world economy. It would disrupt the supply of oil, and it would certainly drag America into another long and unwanted war.
Yeah. And the next date on the calendar that's relevant to this conversation, at least officially, is what, July 7th? Iran said they wanted Europe to intervene and force the U.S. to either back off or come up with some solution to the negotiations over the deal that had previously existed?
They had. Look, they, you know, the Iranians say that they're very happy with the deal that they had gotten under the Obama administration. They don't see any need to renegotiate this deal. Of course, the White House has said otherwise. If they think it was a terrible deal, they want to come back to the table and they want to redo the whole thing. You know, Iran has said that they are threatening to start producing nuclear grade uranium again, and they say that they'll have, you know, they'll have exceeded their allotted amount by July 7th. So that's a kind of a threat on their behalf, and they're hoping the Europeans will intercede before then. And you know, the Europeans, you know, they're the German foreign minister was there in Tehran yesterday. He's meeting with the Iranians. It's, you know, he's saying he's trying to calm down the situation. But again, the Europeans are happy with that agreement that was in place as well. And they're working with Iran to try and come up with some kind of barter system which will allow them to continue trading with Iran without violating the sanctions that have been put in place by the U.S.
Boy, it is interesting to watch these negotiations unfold right in front of our face. And it's worth paying attention to. Matt McGarry, our ABC News correspondent, live for us this morning in Beirut. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.